music from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Late great MCA, that was the Beastie Boys, and Something's Got to Give from the album Check Your Head, which was a very, very important record to me and all my mates growing up. Let's open the window. Yep. This is a pre-recorded show, so I'm sticking my head out of the roof of my house in North Manchester, and the sun is beating down and the birds are singing again. I know you've probably been losing sleep over it, so let me reassure you that my family of swifts have arrived from Africa. No mean feat, that, you know. Yeah, but they're okay. Everybody relax. I forgot to introduce myself. Deliberately, kind of. So that I can do this. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. It always goes a bit Alan Wicker in the middle, doesn't it? The lead singer of Elbow. I can't help that. Can't help it. On this week's show, our featured artist is Vangelis. If you think you know who he is, maybe I'll be able to shine a little bit more light on the mysterious electronic musician from Greece. Marvellous he is. And that was kind of inspired by hearing Chariots of Fire popping up all over the place on the TV, because the Olympics comes around and people think of Chariots of Fire, and of course he did the theme tune. So shining some light on his work, I think we've got two of his pieces, one in the first hour, one in the second, and I'll be chatting all about him as well. Our contribution to Six Music's month-long celebration of the written word, the second instalment of Masterpiece Radio, features John Betjeman this week. The Beckopedia will be dropping by and stunning us with her knowledge and acumen. No Moida this week, I'm afraid, due to a technical fault which would bore you to tears if I tried to explain it. And the most important element of the finest hour, of course, your emails and your Song for Guy recommendations. I've allowed two requests this week, but normally no requests. It has to be a recommendation. Why do you think we'd love it? Why do you think I should play it? That kind of thing. And we've got some good ones this week. But let's crack on, because time is short. This is Little Dragon from the album Ritual Union. It's my default record at the moment. I keep playing it over and over again. I think it's because I'm stunned by how much I'm enjoying this. It's a really, really sparse electronic record. She's got a fantastic voice, though. You know I love Little Dragon if you've been listening recently. So from the album Ritual Union, which, if you trust me, dear listener, you'll buy immediately, this is the title track from Little Dragon, Ritual Union. 2, 3.
Bye.
great, isn't it? Little Dragon and Ritual Union. I love her voice. And she's a hell of a good-looking woman as well. Go and Google her. Jack Goodall's a cheeky monkey. Yes, you are, Jack. Jack sends a song for Guy request. Well, it was disguised as a song for Guy request. From Canada, he says, "Hi, Guy, hope you're having a whale in Oz." So he sent this way back in March. "Your show has been helping me through my dissertation with your spot-on taste in music. Open brackets, as in the same as mine, close brackets. Unfortunately, I haven't unearthed any delightful obscurities for you, but instead have one of my band, Our Mutual Friend's tracks recorded 2 months ago. Our Mutual Friend, Saskatoon." So this was recorded in January by Jack's band. A cheeky one, says Jack. "I know, but thanks for listening." Well, Jack, I wouldn't normally even look at that, but you disguised it as a song for Guy recommendation, and I have to admire your spirit. "I once stood with my arm outstretched at Sankey Soap," which was a club in Manchester, might still be, I don't go clubbing anymore. "I stood with my arm outstretched with a demo tape for my band in it while Bjork did a warm-up gig, just hearing a DJ on the stage. My arm was outstretched for the full 40 minutes that she was on stage, and she didn't take the tape out of my hand. So I kind of threw it, skidded it across the stage was the idea, and it hit her in the leg." There you go. Anyway, Jack Goodall, I listened to your tune and I think it's great. This is Saskatoon. If you don't know what Saskatoon is, I believe it's a town in Canada. In fact, I'll have a little look what it is while you listen to it. Jack Goodall's band is called Our Mutual Friend and the song's called Saskatoon. You cheeky monkey.
Saskatoon is a very long way. They say that everything is flat, but if I get there, I can't afford to get back. Saskatoon is a very long way. Gonna go to a local bar, see if they let me play. You know what I wanna do, and you know what I'm gonna say. Saskatoon is a very long way. I was working when the market ceased, in a sweatshop making DVDs. Maybe now's the time to take control of our own land. How do things get so out of hand? Saskatoon is a very long way. They say that everything is flat, but if I get there, I can't afford to get back. Saskatoon is a very long way. I was sleeping when the depression hit my house, riding through my walls and my bank account. Maybe now's the time to initiate a change. How could things seem so far?
That was Saskatoon by our mutual friend, which is the name of the band of Jack Goodall, who wrote to me this week with that song. I love it. Saskatoon is a town in Canada on the South Saskatchewan River. There you go. It says here that residents of the city of Saskatoon are called Saskatonians. Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
Six. New from Six Music, Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
We're just very lucky that we've got this kind of sleeping giant of our fans.
In a rare and exclusive interview, Stuart McConey welcomes Portishead's Jeff Barrow and Adrian Utley.
We haven't got to do the whole kind of hard sell.
We actually do the opposite, I think, don't we?
We disappear for 10 years.
Exactly. To destroy our careers.
It's available now at the Six Music website.
Plus, Gideon Coe.
Catch up on my conversation with Dex's frontman, Kevin Rowland, as he joined me with brand new material from the new album and some old records too.
Different worlds of music, side by side. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Right, my friend Jessica Hoop, who fills in for me now and again on the finest hour when I'm unable to present the show. I met her through the show. She's one of my favourite musicians and she's become a really good friend of mine as well. This is the first release from her new album, The House That Jack Built, which is by far her best album, I must say. It's a fantastic tune. It's called Born To. You've probably heard it all week on Six Music. There's good reason for that.
Holy water.
Jessica Hoop and Born To. Buy a record, go and see her. You'll be so chuffed you did when everybody knows who she is. The album's called The House That Jack Built. That's the one you want to buy. Ah, Jess. Time now to plunge into the icy depths of the vast BBC archive and surface clutching an audio pearl for your delectation. This is a Desert Island disc snippet from the honey-voiced Janet Street Porter.
Unusually, you've done what most women never do, which is openly criticise your mother in public. Indeed, you've done it for money. You had a one-woman show where you got up on stage every night, it would be fair to say, and ripped your mother to bits.
Yeah, I couldn't. Obviously, I only did it when she was dead. I mean, I know that sounds a bit of a coward. And it did cause distress to her sister.
Yes,
and,
I was surprised to hear you say a moment ago that you get on very well with your Auntie Vi.
Yeah, I do. I do now. And, you know, I love my Auntie Vi very much. But I had a very, very complicated relationship with my mother that I felt that I had to work through and get out of my system. She was proud of me, and yet she loathed me. She was jealous of me. She was small-minded. She criticised me for being married more than once. And then I found her background so extraordinary. When I delved into my own mother's past, I found that here was a woman who was married to one man who left him for my father and wasn't married when she had me. And I mean, the words pot and kettle do come to mind.
How do you know she loathed you?
I don't think she loathed me. I think I just irritated the hell out of her. I think loathing was probably the wrong word for me to use.
Were you too similar to her?
Oh, the one thing I don't like doing is looking in the mirror and seeing elements of her. She was always completely miserable and upset about her lot in life, and yet what was there to be miserable about? And I suppose the one lesson it taught me is I am not going to grow old and be like that. I'm not going to be an old misery. I'm not going to be sitting at home moping. I'm not going to whinge about my lot in life. You know, I am not going to be like that.
Let's take a break. Tell me about your next piece of music.
I've chosen this track by Massive Attack called Unfinished Sympathy. It just sums up the very, very best of British music of the early 90s. The minute I heard it, it just seemed as good as a classical symphony. It's absolutely heroic.
That was Massive Attack and Unfinished Sympathy, a Desert Island Disc choice of Janet Street Porter. Amazing, isn't it? Like a nightingale, the voice. Here we have a Song for Guy recommendation from Melanie McDowell. She lives in New Zealand. She sent this at the end of March when we'd just been there. And it says, Mr. Garvey, you are officially my second favourite bearded Englishman in the world. There's the hook, everyone. You've got to open up with her. A little bit of ego rubbing. Number one on my list is My Foggy. You dedicated a song to me at Reading Festival last year from My Foggy, and my heart melted. I saw you perform in Auckland last night. Your music brought me closer to my man than ever. The song I Wish That I Could See You Soon by Herman Doon is our song, and perhaps after being on tour for so long and so far from your loved ones, you can relate to the sentiments. The sentiment, even. Yours, Melanie, half a world away in New Zealand. Well, I do remember dedicating that song to you at Reading last year. Ah, and thanks for coming and seeing us in Auckland. And it would be my pleasure to play this tune for you, because it's a good one. But please, everybody, try and send recommendations and not requests. But I was feeling romantic, and seeing as though we're old chums, eh? Here it is, here's Herman Doon for Foggy from Melanie. This is I Wish That I Could See You Soon.
I had to leave you and go away, but I think about you every day, in the morning and in the afternoon. I wish that I could see you soon, and when I held you I felt so fine. It was like there was nothing left on my mind. It was like Rockaway Beach in the month of June. I wish that I could see you soon. I had no plans to meet you, baby. I had a million things to do, baby, but you hit my heart with a harpoon. I wish that I could see you soon. The angels go,
how long till you can see her?
And I'm like, the sooner the better.
Do you really think she'll wait for you?
Well, I have nowhere to say, and there's nothing I can do. Well, I have nowhere to say, and there's nothing I can do. Go. Now that I am across the sea, I wonder if you're gonna wait for me, or if you're gonna find a new boy to spoon. I wish that I could see you soon, and if you wait a little, my pretty friend, until I come back to hold your hand, we'll be like birds when they break through a cocoon. You know, I wish that I could see you soon. It's been a while since I felt like this, and now I found someone I really miss. Under the sun, under the moon, I wish that I could see you soon. Angels,
how long till you can see her?
And I'm like, the sooner the better.
Do you really think she'll wait for you?
And I'm like, there's no way to say, and there's nothing I can do. Well, there is no way to say, and there's nothing I can do. Go. Well, the sooner the better.
Do you really think she will wait for you?
And I'm like, there's no way to say, and there's nothing I can do. Well, there is no way to say, and there's nothing I can do. Well, there is no way to say, and there's nothing I can do.
No way to say, and there is nothing I can do.
Herman June, and I Wish That I Could See You Soon. That was from Melanie to Foggy. Literally half a world away. New Zealand's just about as far away as you can get from England, on the other side of the world. I've done one, I'm going to do one more, and then I'm never doing it ever again. So please halt if you're in the middle of a long-distance love affair email, unless it's tied in with a song recommendation rather than a request. It's just it could turn into our tune, couldn't it, in three easy moves. So the last one I'm ever going to do is from James Fox. James is in Cardiff. No, he's from Cardiff, and he's currently resides in York. Charlie's in Cardiff, not even half a country away, let alone half a world away. But it doesn't matter, does it, when you're separated from your loved one? So as the last ever dedication to a faraway love affair, this is for Charlie and for James. James Fox, good name. This is their song. This is the Specials. It's Rudy. James and Charlie, that was A Message to You, Rudy, from The Specials. What a tune. So our chosen featured artist this week, if you like, is Vangelis. Amazing electronic musician. He's in my head because Elba are in the middle of writing their next album, and we really quite fancy getting into the world of old school analogue synthesizers. We've hinted at it before, little sort of colours and textures in our music. One or two actually pretty rocking solos live from Craig using analogue synthesizers. But we're going to go a little bit deeper and try and actually compose using them. So I was on the phone to Rob from Massive Attack the other day to get some contact numbers off him for people who know what they're talking about where these synths are concerned. The reason being, as part of the Meltdown Festival, when Massive Attack were curating it a few years ago, I was involved in a performance of the Blade Runner soundtrack. Massive Attack organised a bunch of people to get together and actually do the whole soundtrack from Blade Runner, which is by Vangelis. It was beautiful. It was a really amazing experience. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it after we've heard this first tune. This is the love theme from Blade Runner by Vangelis. And if you're not sure that whether or not you know Vangelis, I bet you recognise this. This is a very famous piece of music. Then we'll talk a little bit more about the great man. From the Blade Runner soundtrack, this is the love theme. Thank you. That was Vangelis and the love theme from Blade Runner. He was born Evangelos Odysseus Papathanasiou in 1943 and he's released over 52 albums in the last 50 years. Can you believe that? So he's best known for the Blade Runner soundtrack and, of course, the theme tune, the theme music from Chariots of Fire, which is the reason I chose him for the show. But when I was part of the Massive Attack Meltdown Festival, I actually remember the drummer from what they call Lovely Lads, Close Harmony. They opened up for Fleet Foxes. I remember the drummer sort of looking up at the wall and there it was in huge letters, Massive Attack, and underneath, Meltdown. And he said down the microphone to the audience assembled, "Whoa, I wouldn't wish a Massive Attack Meltdown on my worst enemy, man." Anyway, I was part of the Massive Attack Meltdown Festival. Elbow did a performance there, supported by Fleet Foxes. And then the following day, we did that very piece of music and a load more from the Blade Runner theme tune. Somebody that was on stage with me that day is a musician that I already admired when I met him in person for the first time. I'd already interviewed him on the programme, but Ardem, it was nice to put a face to his name. I ran into him there. This is the song that drew me to his music, and I hope he's very well. This is Ardem and Love and Other Planets.
I could
beautiful. Ardem and Love and Other Planets. I met Ardem, as I said before the song, at Massive Attack's Meltdown Festival performing Vangelis' Blade Runner soundtrack. And I also met for the second time that evening a lady that was singing Rachel's song from the theme music to Blade Runner, Vashti Bunyan. She's a lovely, lovely lady. I really, really like Vashti. And this is perhaps her most famous song. This is Train Song.
Discovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
6 Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Now then, great musicians can be inspired by anything and everything, from a half-remembered conversation to raindrops on a window. But one of the more interesting stories behind a song involves Dixieland jazz musician Muggsy Spanier and his signature tune. In 1938, he lay in a hospital bed at New Orleans Touro Infirmary with a perforated ulcer, close to death. He was saved by the actions of renowned doctor Alton Ochsner and spent his long recovery composing a song. Relaxing at the Touro is halfway between a hangover and a lament, with its groggy, complaining horn and soporific percussion like the ticking of a clock. But as the tune progresses, first the soothing light touches of piano, then the warm clarinet and robust trombone are like a tonic that slowly revives and restores the listener. It's a wonderfully whimsical expression of self-pity in 12-bar blues, and it's all credit to Dr. Ochsner for saving the life of a musician so skillful, witty and warm as the marvellous Muggsy Spanier. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Relaxing at the Touro by Muggsy Spanier, as picked by the wonderful Beckopedia. More from her next week. Now, the piece of music you can hear fading up in the background, it's not ideal, you see, having a fade-in for radio, but it's by Brian Eno. It's called Deep Blue Day. It's a beautiful piece of music, and that's saying something coming from me. As Mark Riley knows, I'm not an enormous fan of Brian's music, but I must say, he's winning me over, little by little. Brian Eno, Deep Blue Day, for Mark Riley.
Put Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
That was Oscar Peterson and Sea Jam Blues. Doesn't get much cooler than that. That's from his album, Night Train. He's got a lovely face, Oscar Peterson. Go and Google him. As well as being an amazing pianist, yeah. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. If that wasn't my finest hour, then maybe this will be. Our featured artist of the week is Vangelis. Now then, try and name three rock and pop musicians from Greece. Yeah, that's what I would have said. So you probably went Vangelis, Demis Roussos and Nana Mouskouri, did you? Well, two of those three were in this band. Demis Roussos singing here as a young man, Vangelis playing the keyboards. This is Aphrodite's Child. Whoa, we're in serious prog territory here. This is Aphrodite's Child and the Four Horsemen. I know Peter Hardy, who helps make this programme, loves this. So take your bobble out, Pete, and bang your head.
Thank you.
That was The Four Horsemen by Aphrodite's Child. That kind of thing makes Peter Hardy very happy indeed. Jim Thurston's been in touch from South East London. He says, Guy, I blame you not. Sweeping, soulful soprano tempered with a hint of bendy sores from aptly named debut The Lovely. Is this the greatest female vocalist since Elizabeth Fraser? Over to you to decide. He is talking, of course, about my friend Mara Carlisle. And maybe she is. Maybe she is. Song for Guy recommendation from Jim Thurston. That was My Mate Mara Carlisle and I Blame You Not. That's from her first album, I think. There's talk of her and I doing something together one day, and I quite like the idea of that. because she's got a beautiful voice. Another song for Guy recommendation straight away. This is from Kieran Linford. Let me just find your email, Kieran. There it is. Radiohead, Give Up the Ghost, one of the best songs of 2011 in my opinion, and effortlessly simplistic. A middle finger to the charts. Oh, calm down, Kieran. I'm quite excited about Spotify having its own chart. I think that's going to change a lot of bands' fortunes. It's been impossible to find out who of the young bands in the country are the most popular. I think it will change festival lineups next summer. I think it's a really, really good idea. Anyway, thanks, Kieran, for bringing up the charts. It was an excuse for me to say something interesting. Give Up the Ghost by Radiohead. Amazing.
Gather. Thank you.
Radiohead and Give Up the Ghost. Thanks very much to Kieran Linford for the Song for Guy recommendation. If you have a recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk or just follow the links on my webpage at the Six Music website.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Different worlds of music, side by side.
Connecting the old and the new.
It's the beauty of 6 Music.
It's what we do.
For me, music is my religion.
There almost isn't anywhere better in the world for us to come and play what we love.
A great selection of eclectic music from around the globe.
Me and him here, high octane, yeah. Double act interplay.
Tunage of the highest order.
6 Music is good enough.
Hi, I'm Florence from Florence the Machine, and this is my 6 Music playlist.
Die Pioniere der elektronischen Musik, Kraftwerk.
Come in, Maid of Oil.
Hello.
Excellent. Here you go. Alabama Shakes on 6 Music.
And in March.
Happy birthday, 6 Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
This is Giles Peterson. Hello, how are you?
I'm Keris Matthews.
It's the Huey Show, yo.
I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
No other radio station owes their listeners what we owe our listeners, and everybody here knows that.
This is
BBC Radio
6 Music.
Sony UK Station of the Year.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
I'm delighted to say that I'm a very good friend of the next guy that I'm going to play tonight. He's called Sandy Kilpatrick. I've not seen him for years and years and years because love and family responsibility stole him away. Stole him away to Lisbon in Portugal, where he still lives. A wonderful man, very much a peer of mine. This is from his album Redemption Road. It's called Battle Scars and it's beautiful.
Out here comes the spring, but come the snow. The light will go. Sunrise, I will walk with you through the woods, feel the morning chew on our feet, my love. Scar.
Sandy Kilpatrick and Battle Scars from his album Redemption Road. Go get it, go get it, go get it.
Masterpiece Radio presents The Written Word.
Welcome once again, gentle listener, to my humble homage to The Written Word. That marvellous melange of just 26 letters and 13 punctuation marks, whose curious combinations have held the rapture of readers for centuries. Tonight we honour a true gentleman, Sir John Betjeman, a knight of the realm, poet laureate to Her Royal Majesty the Queen of England, and as British as Worcestershire sauce and Yorkshire tea. Picture him, if you will, striding among the green hills of the old country, walking the hallowed halls of Oxford, or watching a game of lawn tennis, his straw boater atop his head and a notebook in his talented hands. Nothing escaped his gimlet eye or his scribbling pen, be it a Shropshire lad, business girls, or the stolen moments of two lovers. For here, read by the literary genius himself, is a touching vignette he witnessed in a Bath tea shop. Until next time, dear friends, as our British cousins say, tally-ho.
Let us not speak for the love we bear one another. Let us hold hands and look. She's such a very ordinary little woman. He's such a thumping crook. But both, for the moment, little lower than the angels in the tea shop's ingle nook.
I've told you this heartbreaking story. So we've heard for years and years how great Splendour in the Grass, which is a festival in Australia, is. I'm leaning back in my chair for this one because I'm reminiscing. Splendour in the Grass, loads of people, whenever you mention you're going to tour Australia, other musicians say, have you done Splendour? With good reason. It's set in the middle of a rainforest. It's so beautiful, up in the hills. And I was so excited. On the way to the festival, I was looking through the lineup of who was playing and found the Middle East were playing. Never had the opportunity to play with them. And we'd sent several communications to them asking if they'd like to come on tour with us in different parts of the world over the years. And never heard back or heard they were unavailable. Anyway, we got to Splendour in the Grass. It was a beautiful evening. I rushed to the stage. The stage times had been moved. The Middle East had just played and were coming off stage, right? It's going to get worse now. I got talking to one of them, told him how much I loved him, and he said, that's really great to hear, that was our last performance ever. And the band were going their separate ways. Not only that, but he'd never heard of our communiques redoing a tour together in different parts of the world. Is that the saddest story you've ever heard? Well, bear it in mind while you listen to Blood by the Middle East.
She woke up in a cold sweat on the floor.
next to a fairy portrait drawn when you were four. And beside a jar of 2 cent coins, they're no good no more. She lay aside. Back to the home you made on the mountainside. With that only terrible thing that paid this for, it was a lonely ring. A lonely ring. Sit on your porch and pluck your strings. Oh, and you'll find somebody you can play. And you'll follow the creek that runs out into the sea. And you'll find a piece of the Lord.
Never break up your band. Never break up your band. If it's personal problems, get over them. You'll regret it one day if you break up your band. That's my advice to all of you. Our featured artist is Vangelis. This next song is John and Vangelis, from the album The Chronicles, which is a best of that I bought a couple of years ago. This is called Lovies, and all five of my sisters, my little brother and my mum, who all regularly listen to the programme, will get a little misty listening to this, because it's very, very much a specific moment in time for me and my family. This used to be played very, very loud in the front room. So here he is, the final track from our features artist. Let me see if we can do his name again. Evangelos Odysseus Papathanasiou, otherwise known as Vangelis. This is John Evangelis with Love Is.
Sailing.
I mentioned last week when we were talking about the Joni Mitchell song, when that lady got in touch and said that she loved two versions of the same song equally. We mentioned this tune by M Ward. It's his version of David Bowie's Let's Dance, and I've played it loads on the show over the years, but not for a while now. This really is something special. Turn the radio up and listen to M Ward cover Let's Dance.
Tremble like flowers.
into my arms and tremble like a flower.
M. Ward and Let's Dance. And I can't help thinking that is perfect for the time that this programme is broadcast. I know a lot of you listen again, but that's Sunday night music if I ever heard it.
BBC Six Music.
Steve Lamack, an inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
De Roufle was a Parisian organist. His In Paradisum from his Requiem is my favourite In Paradisum. I've always thought this. Requiem masses are the mass that your funeral will play out to more often than not. So for a composer to write his In Paradise, it's got to be the most exquisite, beautiful thing he's ever written. And for that reason, I don't listen to lots and lots and lots of Requiem masses, but I always listen to the In Paradisums. And De Roufle's is my favourite. Note to my crack production team, you might have to turn this recording up a little bit.
Thank you.
Peter Mattei and St. Jacob's Choir. That was Deroufle's In Paradisum from his Requiem. Well, we've nearly run out of time, so let's listen to Time by Tom Waits. What a beautiful song.
The smart money's on Harlem, and the moon is in the street, and the shadow boys are breaking all the laws. And you're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in the carnival saloon, his invisible fiance's in the mirror. And the band is going home, it's raining hammers, it's raining nails. It's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time. They all pretend they're orphans, and their memory's like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. And the things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. The history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off, but these mama's boys just don't know. And Matilda asked the sailors, all those dreams or all those prayers? So close your eyes, son, and this won't hurt a bit. Oh, it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time. For a calendar girl, the boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from her boot, and a thousand pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips as the dish outside the window fills with rain. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, and pay the fiddler off till I come back again. Oh, it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. It's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time.
And there we have it. That's all we have time for. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and everybody who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford, the BBC's new shiny HQ. Thanks very much for all your Song for Guy recommendations, and of course, as always, to the Beccapedia for her contributions to the show as well. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Take it away, gentlemen.
Midnight, I spent my life. Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with, amongst others, School of Seven Bells, Eka Mouse, Mystery Jets, Loose Ends, Dr. Alimentado, Bear in Heaven and Corner Shop, all in the first hour. Now, I've finally settled into my new space, and with your blessings, I'm just going to do what the Don does. So let's cut the chat and run a new track from ex-Lemon Jelly Man Fred Deakin. Sampling R. Kelly, this is Frank Eddy's Body Call.
I don't want you to hold back any longer, baby. Cause tonight, I'll give you all of the things I've never been waiting for. So, brace yourself and listen.
I hear you calling. Here I come, baby, to save you. Baby, no more stalling. These hands have been long. To touch you, baby. Now that you've come around to see it in my way, you won't regret it, baby. And you surely won't forget it, baby. It's unbelievable how your body's calling for me. I can just hear.